here's a story from The World.
In Canada, it's not an exaggeration to say hockey is more than just a sport. You could say, our friends of the North will say, hockey is life, deeply intertwined with Canadian culture and identity. The World's Bianca Hillier has found further evidence.
In many ways, Yaman Bey is just like any other 11-year-old kid in Canada.
I like to play hockey.
He told me his favorite part of hockey is scoring goals and winning games. But unlike many Canadian kids, Yaman didn't put on his first pair of skates until last year. He was born in Syria and fled to Newfoundland with his siblings and mom to escape the country's civil war. Yaman's mom, Fatima, says she didn't expect her son to pick up the sport. But before long, Yaman started asking to join the local league. Just one small problem. He didn't know how to skate, and he didn't have any gear. Which is where local coach Michael Doyle enters the story. He heard about Yaman, grabbed a pair of kid-sized skates, and took him to a nearby rink.
All right, keep going that way.
A short clip from that day shows Yaman wobbling a little bit.
The first time I fall, and the first time I didn't love it.
But he showed promise and wanted to keep at it. Coach Doyle told CBC News that he took to Twitter to see if anyone had extra skates or pads for the boy. Within 20 minutes, gear started showing up at his door.
People were just amazing. Like, the community just came together, and it was nothing like I've ever experienced or ever expected to have happen.
With gear in hand, Yaman didn't waste any time. He joined a local team and started practicing. Soon, he could keep up with the rest of them.
No, I'm good. I can skate hard, and I didn't fall, and I can have goal.
Yaman's mom, Fatima, says she's thankful for the help from her new Canadian neighbors. Yaman wakes up early to practice, 6 a.m., she says, and he really loves the sport. He's also made a bunch of friends on the ice, including two other Syrian refugee children, Arij and Anaz. Coach Doyle helped them, too, gather gear and sign up for the team. This story of refugees finding empowerment and community through sports isn't unique to Canadian hockey.
Sport is a tool that can help.
Sashka Benedicic-Tomut heads up the International Sports and Culture Association, or ISCA. They work in 90 countries to help refugees of all ages integrate into communities through local sports. Benedicic-Tomut says sports can offer a short break from the other stressors refugees face.
They feel that they can do something good for their body and for their health, because at the same time they are struggling with just the basic things that they need to do in their life.
Joining a team also leads to the more intangible goal of refugees becoming part of society.
They could go, I don't know, alone to the field or to the forest and run, but it's the belonging is important. So they belong to a team and they can work together. They can play football with someone and then they can also interact with the locals. And this is how they get to know each other.
Importantly, Benedicic-Tomut says these interactions are also beneficial for local players.
Playing with refugees just opens our eyes and lives and hearts as well. We can't keep looking at refugees as a burden, as a cost. It is so important to look at that group as a competent group, as a group that can really bring something to us, to the table, to the club, to local community.
To help with that, ISCA offers free online courses to teach athletes and coaches how to welcome refugees to the field. Benedicic-Tomut says with the right support, it's not uncommon for refugees to become managers or coaches of teams. For Yaman Bey in Canada, though, he just wants to keep playing hockey.
I feel very, very, very happy. I want to skate every day.
Yaman told me he wants to play for Canada's national team one day. And he's well on his way.
When we have the Christmas game, I have goal. The first goal for me.
Yaman scored his first goal during the holiday championship tournament this year. His team ended up winning, and Yaman left the ice with a gold medal around his neck, just 1 year after lacing up for the first time. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.